Runners in this coming Monday's Boston Marathon might do well to check out a new study about running and fluid consumption. It shows that drinking too much during a race, whether it's water or sports drink, can be dangerous, even fatal. David Greenis is co-author of the study, which appears in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. And Dr. Greenis, the lesson seems to always have been to hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. What you're saying is that you can have too much of a good thing.
Well, that's right. We're really encouraging runners to use moderation. Fluid is important. It's good to stay hydrated while you're running, but too much hydration is dangerous.
Why is it dangerous? This is a condition known as hyponatremia. Can you explain what happens physically?
Yes. Hyponatremia is defined as a low sodium concentration in the blood. And the low body sodium results from the person taking in too much water and then sweating fluid that is a mixture of water and salt. So essentially you just dilute down the blood by losing salt and replacing what you've lost with plain water.
And it's that low sodium level that's so dangerous?
Correct. If your sodium concentration drops a little below normal, you wouldn't notice. But if the level drops much below normal, you can start to have swelling of the body's tissues. And the thing we care most about is swelling of the brain tissue, which can lead to alterations in mental status, to seizures, and even to death in some cases.
Your study looked at nearly 500 runners from the 2002 Boston Marathon. And in fact, there was a woman runner in that marathon who died from this, from hyponatremia, after running for about 5 hours.
That's correct. That was really just a terribly unfortunate coincidence. We had planned our study well in advance of the marathon, and we enrolled runners who volunteered to be part of our study. They volunteered before the race, filled out a questionnaire, and then met us after the race to have their blood drawn.
Now, when you studied the blood samples of these runners, you found, I think, 13% of them showed signs of hyponatremia. And some of the patterns are interesting. This did not affect the elite runners. It affected the slower runners. Why is that?
Well, that's correct. We found that runners who took longer than 4 hours to complete the marathon had a substantially higher rate of hyponatremia than the runners who finished the marathon more quickly. We think that that's essentially because they have more time to drink during the race, and the more time you have to overhydrate yourself, the more likely you are to develop hyponatremia.
Well, if you're a runner thinking about a distance race like this, how do you figure out what is the safe amount to drink so that you don't dehydrate and you don't overhydrate?
Ideally, when you're training for a marathon, you can start to evaluate your own rate of perspiration and fluid loss on training runs. A number of national organizations encourage runners to weigh themselves before and after training runs to figure out essentially how much weight they lose per hour of running and then to gauge their hydration strategy accordingly. I think the ideal goal is for your weight to drop just a little bit from before the marathon to after. You really do not want your weight to increase, and even staying the same is probably not entirely natural. It's probably most natural to have lost a half a pound or a pound of weight while you've run.
We've been talking about runners, specifically marathon runners, but this would also affect cyclists, hikers, anybody who might be consuming too much fluid.
Yes, I believe that's true. The same issue really probably applies to anyone who mistakenly overhydrates him or herself, thinking that the more fluid, the better. Really, our central message is that too much fluid is dangerous. You should really only drink fluid sufficient to replace what your body is losing.
Dr. Greenis, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Greenis is an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School and co-author of the study Hyponatremia Among Runners in the Boston Marathon. It's in this week's New England Journal of Medicine.